Earlier this month, President Donald Trump rescinded DACA. That's a program that allows undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children to remain in the country. The changes impact 24,000 people here in Georgia, but the action also includes a grace period, as long as people apply by next week. GPB's Josephine Bennett explains.
When DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, was rescinded, applicants whose status was set to expire in the next 6 months were given one last chance to apply. But the October 5th deadline is fast approaching for DACA recipients like Maria Mraz from Eatonton.
I was 6 years old when I came to the United States, and up until I was 19, that's when I was able to apply for the DACA. I was here, without a status until DACA came in play.
And having DACA meant she was able to go to college, become a dental assistant, and support her 2-year-old son. But the DACA application can be complicated. It's 10 pages long and requires documentation of education, work history, and housing. So Maria is getting help at a free renewal clinic at Mercer University School of Law. It's one of 10 across Georgia and one of the few south of Atlanta. It's staffed by attorneys and law students like Jocelyn Calvillo, who is getting hands-on experience with clients, but for her, it's personal.
I have two of my cousins who are currently DACA recipients, and fortunately for them, they were able to renew before the deadline.
She says there's lots of uncertainty and fear among young people.
Many of them know just English or very limited Spanish, and so to be taken somewhere like Mexico or El Salvador, it's unfathomable for them because what do you do there, right? You've been raised here, you've created a future for yourself here, and with DACA being rescinded, what do you do now?
But she says the DACA program is not a permanent fix. It's just a promise that you will not be deported as long as you meet stringent requirements. Mark Jones teaches immigration law at Mercer. He says any fix needs to be permanent.
The real solution to all this is not what we're doing today, is not the DACA program, it's the DREAM Act. And, President Trump says he supports a solution like that. So the question is how to make it happen.
The DREAM Act failed in 2007, but a similar bill put forward by Democrat Dick Durbin and Republican Lindsey Graham has been introduced in the Senate. That's good news for the thousands of people in Georgia under DACA. 20% of those need to apply for extensions by next week. Jennifer Moore practices immigration law in Macon and co-sponsored the clinic. She says not all DACA recipients had an unlawful entry. Many came with parents who started out with work visas.
I see pictures of people's passports and their little babies on their passports when they have a stamp of having entered, or maybe they're a year or two old.
Maria Mraz says she has few memories of Mexico and has never been back. She considers the United States home.
I don't know what I would be going back to because I don't have anything and I don't have anyone that would tell me this is what you do because all my family's here.
She says she's hopeful Congress will act and come up with a permanent solution. But for now, she's grateful for the extra time she'll have for lawmakers to figure it out. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.
And Josephine attended the DACA Renewal Clinic last weekend in Macon. She joins me now to talk about spending the day there. Hi there, Josephine.
Hi, Ricky.
So tell us a little more about the application process.
So the application is actually comprised of several forms. Think about it like filing your taxes. Some of it is straightforward, while other parts are more complex. The forms have to be filled out very carefully because if there's a mistake, then it might be kicked back to you and you'll miss the deadline. There's also a $495 renewal fee, so people have to be prepared to pay that. The renewal clinic had attorneys and law students being supervised by attorneys, and they were donating their time. But many people use notaries, and the reason they do this is they don't necessarily know that here in the United States, a notary does not need to be a lawyer. Student Jocelyn Calvillo plans to be an immigration lawyer, but she's also the daughter of two immigrants, and she also has family members under DACA.
Because countries in like Central America, Latin America, public notaries are like attorneys. So when they come here in the United States, they go to public notaries for legal advice. And we have attorneys, so don't do that.
So what I heard from nearly every person that I spoke with is that when you use a notary in the United States, it can be very expensive, and the person you're dealing with is not necessarily an attorney.
So people under DACA and who are eligible for DACA are also a big part of Georgia's economy. What would the economic impact be if all those 24,000 people had to leave?
So according to the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute, 84% of those receiving DACA are employed. There are 47,000 people in Georgia currently either under DACA or eligible to receive it. And they pay an estimated $66 million a year in state and local taxes. They spend money on things like housing, shopping, essentially all the things we all spend money on. Interestingly, that $66 million figure goes up by $20 million if they gain legal status. And they also hold a lot of jobs in areas where there are shortages. Some of the top fields are education and healthcare. Their payroll is about $800 million. Maria Mraz is the DACA recipient I interviewed, and she works full-time as a dental assistant. She graduated from Central Georgia Technical College, and she's been working on her job since 2015.
In my view, is I don't want anything but the best for this country because it has given me the best I could ask for. So I want to give back.
So, and she said the way that she does this is by working hard and by being involved in her community.
So, Josephine, where do things go from here? What are the next steps here in Georgia?
So when President Trump rescinded DACA, he also called on Congress to come up with a permanent replacement in the next 6 months. That's when the status of other recipients who applied earlier will fall out of compliance and they'll start losing their protections. There's a bipartisan support for a solution, including a current Senate bill version of the DREAM Act by Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham. However, earlier this month, the two lawmakers were calling for a solution by the end of this month, and of course, that has not happened. Republican Tom Cotton, a senator from Arkansas, says the Graham-Durbin bill would amount to amnesty, which he defines as giving legal status to people who came here illegally. So while there is bipartisan support, the question is just how much. I think Macon immigration attorney Jennifer Moore summed it up well.
It's in the hands of Congress at this point, and we just don't know what they're going to do. And I would say, given their recent track record, I think it's just completely up in the air.
And that's really about all we know. I think we just need to, at this point, stay tuned.
And I know you'll continue to be covering this story as Congress tries to come up with a solution. Josephine Bennett, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Ricky.
Josephine Bennett is a senior reporter in Macon. You are tuned to All Things Considered right here on Atlanta's NPR News Station, 88.5 GPB Atlanta.